The build-up to the match resembled something of a game of insult tennis, with the South Korea coach Choi Kang-hee saying he wanted Uzbekistan to qualify for the World Cup with Korea instead of Iran, because when South Korea played in Tehran a few months ago, the training facilities weren't good enough, and their bus driver deliberately got the team stuck in traffic to tire out the players. The Iran coach Carlos Queiroz said he would bring Choi an Uzbekistan shirt. Choi said actually he wanted 11 Uzbekistan shirts to give to his players. Queiroz said that meant that Choi had lost the support of half of his squad. Choi said he would make sure that Queiroz watches the World Cup on TV. Well, after that infamous match in Tehran, Choi promised that the Iran players would be given nothing more than a public park in Seoul for their training before this game. But as it's turned out, they've got the training ground of Ulsan Hyundai, who won the Asian Champions League last year. It's actually here where the Turkey national team trained during the 2002 World Cup, set amidst pine trees and hills that are shrouded in a yellow-grey twilight haze. And about half a mile to my right is the Japan Sea. So not quite as basic as it might have been.
Yes!
The pre-match press conference was a study in diplomacy. Choi, who was always going to step down after guiding South Korea to the World Cup, only made one mention of his spat with Queiroz.
아니 그 아름다운 경기는 내일 그 경기장에서 하는 거고 그 장외에서 그 쓸데없는 얘기에 대해서는 뭐 제가 더 이상 얘기하고 싶지 않습니다. 저는 충분히 그 부분에 대해서 얘기를 했고 경기장 안에서 당연히 그 페어 플레이를 하는 거는 맞지만 분명히 제 얘기가 어떻게 전달됐는지 모르지만 그 상대 감독이 그 심한 얘기를 했고 저는 그 부분에 대해서 그 멘트를 했고 이제 더 이상 제가 분명히 얘기를 그런 부분에 대해서 안 하겠다. 그리고 그 경기장 안에서 어떤 상황이 발생되느냐 그것만 보면 되는 거지 그런 질문에 대해서는 제가 더 이상 답을 못 했습니다.
Meanwhile, Queiroz was brandishing an olive branch, almost, once he eventually arrived.
We apologize for this delay. Unfortunately, the traffic forced us to be late here. If it was Mr. Choi, start a war immediately because he was late. But we don't complain. We just say sorry. We come here to try our best to celebrate our qualification with Korea. We come here to play with Korea. In war, you do it against. In football, we play with Korea.
But the spirit of reducing hostilities was totally lost on South Korea's wonder kid Sun Heung-min. The Bayer Leverkusen striker promised to make the Iranian captain Javad Nekunam cry tears of blood, which in Korean translates more accurately as making someone regretful. But nobody told that to Nekunam.
I haven't commented on anything that their coach has said. Never mind blood, I'm ready to give my life for my country. Blood isn't important for me. I'm just thinking about my football. I don't need to answer him. I'll cry tears of blood and I'll give my life for the national team, and I'm proud to do so.
Well, there are around 2 hours to go before kickoff, and the atmosphere outside the stadium is pretty relaxed, really. Most people know that South Korea are all but mathematically at the World Cup already. Lots of families here. Poncho sellers are doing a roaring trade because today is the first day of the rainy season in Korea, and they're expecting a pretty big storm at some point. It hasn't arrived yet, but the clouds are mustering. They're also expecting 1,200 away fans.
I'm from Iran and I live in Korea for a long time. I'm sure Iran gonna win because that's why we are here.
How much of the tickets cost you?
It's free from the Iranian government.
Yeah. Iran!
I'm
very excited because it's the first time in the place of soccer games. This is also very important match because it depends on the Korea and go to the World Cup or not.
This is your first match?
Yes, first match.
Ever?
Yes.
How old are you?
31.
You're 31?
Yes.
And how much have you paid for your tickets?
15,000 won. 15,000. About $15.
Distant drums beat the challenge. Nation unto nation. After the storm comes the sunshine and with it the rainbow. The World Cup is the rainbow and the pot of gold at its end, all rolled into one. Just after the hour mark, a goal here. Rezo Kuchon-Nejad, who plays his football in Belgium, has just nicked the ball off Kim Chi-woo and curled it past the South Korean goalkeeper to give Iran the lead. And if things stay like this, then Iran will win the group and go through with South Korea. And there's the final whistle. There it is, 1-0 to Iran, it's finished. Both these teams have qualified, and Iran, the Iran contingent here, is in raptures. Carlos Queiroz and every other member of the backroom staff and substitutes on the bench have rushed onto the pitch, and you can hear what the South Korean fans make of that. They're throwing bottles onto the pitch, but Iran won't care about that because they've qualified for the World Cup for the fourth time in their history. And while Choi Kang-hee ends his reign as South Korea coach, Carlos Queiroz and Iran go on to Brazil 2014.
It was a win of a team that play with a great and fantastic team spirit, with great tactical discipline, and one enormous, tremendous determination. That's my opinion.